Swimming in coastal and inland waterways has enjoyed an explosion in popularity over the last year of lockdowns. Hardy swimmers undeterred by plunging temperatures and sometimes Baltic conditions. But it is only obligatory to monitor water quality during the summer months of June to September. The latest findings in water quality for 2020 by the Environmental Protection Agency reveal continuing improvements with excellent water quality in three quarters of the 148 sites or beaches monitored, but an increase in pollution notices. Mary Gurry is the EPA programme manager and we'll discuss the latest findings with her in detail in a moment. But first, reporter Cillian Sherlock joined swimmers at Dublin's 40 Foot to see if they've noticed an improvement.
Generally, it's quite good here. I think Sea Point can be a bit iffy from time to time.
I think it needs to be tested a lot more. And, you know, we're very fortunate to have this on our doorstep, but we need to take this water quality seriously. And particularly around COVID, it's the thing that clears the head when you're under pressure. So can we not have the beaches and water closing this summer, please? Get testing.
They should be tested all through the year because people are swimming all through the year. There's been a huge increase in numbers of people swimming.
How was it out there?
Great, yeah. I like it like this when it's high tide and water's cleaner. And I prefer here to the bay side of here because it's a bit dirtier around there. But it's still... it's not clean water. You know it's not clean water. I'd say more of us mightn't get in the water, mind you, if we saw the testing every day. But I think there should be daily testing.
I always have concerns about the quality of the water. Anywhere sort of north of 40 foot, I wouldn't be too interested in swimming there. Because it's nasty, to be honest. And you can feel it in the water. If you swim every day, you get used to what the water quality is like. And it's not healthy. There's a sewage being overflowing when we have heavy rainfalls because we don't have the capacity to treat it.
In terms of clarity, the water, it seems exceptionally clean here. And I don't know if that's a recent thing or not, but certainly the days like this in the last few weeks, you look in it and it's gin clear, which has got to be a good sign. You've got the seals here, so there's clearly a good ecosystem going on in there.
It's good enough for the seals.
Exactly.
You do notice the sea is a little bit murkier after heavy rain, but we still swim.
Just close the mouth. Close your mouth.
We're hoping that they're going to bring in the extra testing that they're talking about beyond May to September, so that would be very welcome.
Exactly, so many more people swimming.
In terms of water quality or anything like that, it's a quick look at the water, but I don't check any sort of, you know, reports or anything like that. But they do close it down here if there has been a surge or something like that.
I think at the moment the testing is only during the so-called bathing season, which really needs to be extended because the bathing season is 365 days a year now, you know. So I am concerned, but, you know, it doesn't keep me out of the water.
And that was Cillian Sherlock at the 40 Foot. Mary Gurry of the EPA, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All of the people who were speaking to Cillian there spoke about water quality. So let's start with testing. What is the testing regime and is it fit for purpose?
Yes, so the testing, the bathing water season runs from, the formal season runs from 1st of June to the mid-September. And local authorities are responsible for monitoring and managing the bathing waters. And in Ireland, we have 148 now identified bathing waters that are monitored throughout that season. And the results are compiled and then the EPA, we classify them every year. And that's the report we've published today, which sets out the classification for the beaches for last year. And as you've highlighted, you know, overall it is a good news story. We have more bathing waters than ever that are identified. 142 of the 148 are meeting the minimum standard, and actually 111 of them are excellent, including both Sea Point and the 40 Foot, which are mentioned there in your report. So that's the testing, and that's done. Some county councils do monitor throughout the year. We are aware that more people are swimming year-round, and some of the county councils do look at that. And as we have said, we're calling for, you know, improved information for bathers throughout the year. We would echo that sentiment.
But what is the testing regime? You know, is it daily testing, as some people called for theirs? You know, others saying you keep your mouth shut when you're in the water, you don't look too closely. Is it daily monitoring, even during those limited periods of June to September, or how often do they monitor the water?
So under the regulations, the bathing water regulations, the minimum requirement is once a month for monitoring. But most of the local authorities, particularly at the very popular bathing water spots, will do it more regularly. The results give a sense over the past 4 years. So they're an indicator of the water quality overall at the beach. And that's probably the best way to look at them. So if the water quality is excellent, you know that overall the water quality is very high and is safe for bathing. And indeed, if the water quality is good or sufficient, it is safe for bathing. But what we do know is that water quality in these bathing water areas can decline. You know, if there is, as a lot of people mentioned, after heavy rain, where we get pollution washed in from sewage overflows or from agricultural runoff from the land, which gets into rivers and then gets out into our beaches. And there are the times, particularly after heavy rainfall, where you need to be particularly vigilant. And at those times, the local authorities will put up a notice. If there has been an incident, they'll put up an advice not to swim there. Or if there's a risk that the water quality might disimprove, they'll put up these advisory notices. And you'll recall last summer, you know, beaches being closed, the expressions beaches are closed, and that's because there is a risk the water quality won't be good enough. So there's an ongoing advice throughout the season to let people know what the water quality is like. All the results are published on beaches.ie, which is a website which we recommend everyone looks at and checks out. There's information about all the beaches, about the current water quality and any restrictions that are in place. So it's a really good idea if people get used to, who are swimming regularly, get used to checking out beaches.ie for the most up-to-date.
But that, of course, Mary, is only updated during the months that the monitoring mainly happens, between June and September. What do you recommend to people who are now swimming year-round? After heavy rainfall, are you saying to people, don't go in the water?
That's probably, I mean, and certainly if you have any concerns about health or risk, like there is going to be a higher risk potentially. Now, what we would say is that there is, we would recognise that there is a need maybe for more information about which beaches maybe are safer and which aren't, you know, and I think that's work that the Bathing Water Expert Group could take a look at. And it's really about trying to get more information out about the risk. You know, some people mentioned there again in your report that they feel that some areas are cleaner than others. So that type of information might be useful for people who are swimming year-round. And again, additional monitoring would help back that up, because monitoring would give a sense over time and over the winter period what the water quality is like at that location.
You've given us the figures, 111 waters excellent, 148 sites in all being looked at here. But you have four that are poor, and you have a persistent repeat problem with Clifton. What's going on in Clifton?
Yeah, so the poor bathing water quality is where, you know, the water quality isn't considered safe for bathing, and a advice would go up at all those locations, you know, advising people not to swim there. And as you mentioned, we have four, which are Clifton Beach, Lilliput in Loch Ennell in County Westmeath, Balbriggan and Front Strand, and Cúis Chrum in County Kerry. That is down from last year when we had five. But as I said, you mentioned Clifton Beach has been at poor quality for 5 years and now must be declassified, and in effect saying it's permanently closed for bathing because it's not considered safe unless the situation improves. The problem there is from wastewater. So there, a new wastewater treatment plant, a new sewage plant was put in, but there's still a problem with the stormwater overflow at that location. So, you know, again, during heavy rainfall events, the stormwater flow is activating, you know, and causing problems at the beach there. So unfortunately, it is, you know, we have these fantastic amenities, these beautiful beaches people love. And as you said, particularly during the pandemic, people have reconnected with their local beaches and with nature generally. And, you know, it is a pity to see it being declassified. But Galway County Council and Irish Water are both looking at the problem there.
And beaches.ie for people who want during the monitoring season, and they should check the water quality. That's Mary Gurry of the EPA. Thank you.